All right, you know what day it is, you know what time it is, it's Sunday. I'm the boss. This is Mission Possible. You're listening to BBSRadio.com. Oh, I'm happy. I'm so happy because Dr. Lynn is on the island again. Oh, it makes all the difference in my world, and I want to thank God for bringing him back safe to me. There's so much going on, folks, but without further ado, the boss has got to first give it up to the Creator like we do and thank him for the heavenly praises that he's blessed us with and the beautiful weather, and I'm hoping that everybody out there is just feeling warm and toasty as we're into December. Try to remember that time in December. Oh, yes, it's coming up. We got the holiday seasons, and you know the boss really loves the holidays. Yes. We get ready to do the Pahoa Parade on December 8th, and could it be any more delicious that we have our 17th annual parade, which is no business like show business, right here in our little sleepy town of Pahoa that's growing. It's a beautiful place here on the Big Island. And it also is the day that John Lennon was assassinated. So we'll be calling attention to the fact that this man of peace and vision was taken from us. You know, everything is not necessarily conspiracy with me. It's not a coincidence. It's just events that shaped my life. And December 8th shaped my life, 1980. It shaped a lot of our lives as Mr. Chapman took out Mr. Lennon. And then he got to skip to my loo, my darling. And that's that. And we no longer have this powerful voice and force. It's kind of interesting with Lennon, because if you look at the history of John Lennon, you know that he broke up with Yoko and was going out with a Chinese lady, and she opened his eyes to all that was happening, but he made a mistake, and he went on back to Yoko and went to hypnotism, and next thing you know, he's writing songs about, I'm sorry, and I'm just a jealous guy, and all this other stuff, and Yoko had him back, but by then, John was not the same man, you see. This hypnotism and mind control can bring an individual into a place in their mind where all they want to do is retreat. They're not the same, and so they need to hide. Anybody see that Legend album, you can see what John had on his mind. He's got the knife up to his throat. So either he's thinking about killing himself, or he's trying to tell us that somebody's trying to kill him, and he's scheduled for execution. Now, you might say, oh, boss, you're just telling big ones. But I know. I know what was going on in that relationship, and it was a rocky one. And when you look at Yoko, you can see that she's part of the Japanese Yakuza, and her family go all the way back. So it's not impossible, and it's not necessarily conspiracy, but we still don't really understand how that all went down. And until we can, until we see justice, we have to just keep talking about it. So December 8th is our parade, and so I'll be imagining, and we'll be doing that song, This Is Christmas and a Happy New Year. We're going to do that one, too. So we're going to have a lot of fun. What's on the boss's mind tonight? I want some people to call me. I want to know what you think. You got one more day. December 3rd is the deadline. What do you say the deadline for? Well, we've got to talk to the United States Department of Agriculture again and tell them that the idea of pasteurizing our leafy green vegetables is not a good deal. This is important for you all to understand. Number one, we've gotten to this point where we now got everybody really wanting to eat the greens. Why? Because it alkalines the body, spinach, lettuce, all of those things. And now we are being told that they can't sell it. This piece of legislation or this regulation is going to change everything for the small farmers. And they're the ones that are really producing the beautiful greens, collards, and all of those. And so, would you help us? Because I'll tell you something, there is nothing more incredible than thermal pasteurization. It is, they're trying to talk about high pasteurization and effects on the foods, but you know that when you heat them up, we want to eat them raw or we want to eat them just steamed. We don't need them. Can you imagine buying half-cooked leafy vegetables? And they say it doesn't do anything to the vegetables, and then why do anything? It says it's killing the harmful bacteria. Strawberries, all of these things. We know how these bacteria are coming. Bacteria are being sprayed on the foods. I mean, hey, the USDA is spraying bacteria on the food to keep it from going bad. What is bacteria anyhow, folks? The boss is going to tell you it's the agent of decay. Without bacteria, we are just what we are. Refuse that'll never break down. And I'm telling you, when you want to live in an antibacterial world, trying to kill everything on your living foods, it just don't make no sense. But that's just how men think. It's just how this USDA, oh, you're having problems with contaminated food? Oh, well, just pasteurize. That's all you have to do. And you know, it just takes all the essential reasons why we eat leafy vegetables and just throw, you might as well just throw them down the toilet and avoid being the middle person. So the boss is putting you all up on the carpet telling you, you better get your doubt, your opposition, you should have. If you haven't thought about it, this is the first time that you heard about it, then you're hearing it here. Dark green leafy vegetables, all the wonderful things we now got all our kids liking and everything, they now want to take the essential nutrition and just destroy it because it's got bacteria. So, you know, folks, we live in a society that eats nothing but dead food. You know, you go to McDonald's, what you got? Dead food. If I know nobody listening to BBS because we are not into the mainstream, but y'all know people that go there. They're filling themselves up with acidic food, and they are calling it nutrition. It is absolutely incredible, folks, and I didn't want to miss the opportunity here on Maria Callas' birthday. Yes, this event saved my life. The great soprano was born on December 2nd, and as we go into December 3rd, I just want to tell you something for me, for the boss. Call up the USDA, send an email, find out where you can go, type it in, pasteurization of leafy vegetables. Go to the USDA site. Please, let's do this. It's a bad idea, and I truly believe that that there's something going on, that this is not a major problem, and that the infected animals and all of that, and she got toxin producing Escherichia coli and all of that. Oh, these are words that we need to understand, that there are so many small farmers who are doing such a great job of growing vegetables that they're going to be the ones that are going to be hurt the most. And I'll tell you something, folks, you just don't even begin to understand how important it is for us to alkaline our bodies. Because you see, I've been telling you, and Dr. Lennon's been telling you, man, cancer takes place in an acidic body. It don't have a chance in an alkaline body. And if you want to lower your chances for getting cancer and for breaking out tumors and all these other things, and you need to start eating more alkaline foods. Now, it don't make much sense for them to be tampering with that which has been growing forever. We've been eating lettuce and everything forever, and now with the big raw movement and everybody trying to eat more healthy, here comes the government telling us we have to pasteurize, thermal pasteurize all our stuff. And if there's somebody out there that wants to talk about it and says I'm barking up the wrong tree and it's all safe, come on, call on the telephone, let me hear that beep, and I'll give you your word in edgewise. We'll talk it up. You don't have to play the devil's advocate. I'm looking for God's advocate. So if you want to talk to me about this, you want to talk about anything, the phone lines are open tonight for you to say anything you want. Last week I had a caller call. The lines are open, and we let her speak. She has her opinions. I have mine. Dr. Len has his. So don't let that throw you, folks. You want to ask me a question, ask me where I grew up or anything like that, or how come I talk the way I do, or how to be more effective or less effective or whatever, give me a call, because we're doing it. Now, for those of you who may not know the number, I don't either. So I got to go to the BBSradio.com unless Seth want to chime in here. Tell us what the number is. We are going to go there. I'm there. You know, I hope you're surfing right along with me. I hope that you're looking up some of these things that we are talking about. The call-in numbers for Station 1 is toll-free 877-876-5227. That's USA. And it's toll-free. In Canada, the number is 888-815-97. Wait a minute. There's two toll-free numbers, USA and Canada. Yeah, 888-815-9756. If you're a regular listener, I'd sure like to know. You know, I'm thinking about not doing this anymore in the new year. That might make people ecstatic and open up the flight. Other people might say, oh, gee, I really like your boss. You're going to keep going. Well, you know, it costs money to do these shows. It's not free, and I don't beg. So, you know, you just got to know that when I run out of money, I'm going to stop doing this, and I'll just do the Inside Hour. But for December, I'm going to be here. I'm going to bring you to the year 2008, where we're all going to have to communicate, where we're all going to have to learn how to relate, how we're going to see many, many extreme phenomena happening right now. I can tell you that there was a big thing in economics. But like I said, anybody want to talk about that pasteurization and give me your 2 cents about how you feel the way the reactions are going to all the response to the Escherichia coli? And remember this, folks, that the Escherichia coli bacteria was the first living organism that they used in genetic engineering. So if it's coming back to haunt us, it may be that it's not coming from the workers. It's not coming. It could be coming from the lettuce itself genetically. Who knows? It could be sprayed. Our government has been doing so many incredible things. And, you know, you tell a lie long enough. You tell a lie long enough, it soon becomes the truth. So now, you know, a little slug crawls over and somebody gets meningitis and all of a sudden you got to radiate all the green leafy veg. That's called reacting, not proacting. Trying to understand how these things happen. So they're just going to make more regulations for the small farmers. And what we're going to see is less fresh vegetables, more genetically modified foods coming into the stores, and they're not giving us a choice. And so the only thing you can do to offset that is to begin to get your seeds, and even that's kind of hard because it's really hard to get organic seeds, and you need them. And you don't need hybrid because what you want to do is create your own seed crops. Now people say, I live in the city, I can't be grown. Let me tell you, you can grow on your windshield. You can grow a lot of food. A lot of food around your apartment, around your house. You just got to start doing it. You can make your little soil. Get used to it. You don't even have to have your vegetables grow into maturity. You can eat them as sprouts. You can eat them as young, tender greens. And the more you pick, the more they grow, you see. It's only commercial growers and people that are trying to make money that grow the food to maturation, to where it's just like this side of, you know, old. And then they sell it by the pound. This is the joke, you see. We should be selling it by its value, by its vitality. You know, I know some of you out there go pick up a tomato and it looks beautiful and you're going to have that beautiful salad, but you don't grow your own tomatoes and you go to the store and you get a tomato and you slice it up and it just ain't no good. It has no taste. This is what happens when you grow commercially. You don't have any interest about the flavor of food. You're only concerned with getting it to the market. And they have all kinds of tricks to make things and spray things to make them ripen quicker or not ripen as fast. Whatever it is, man is tampering with his food supply. Now, in the wild, that don't happen. But in the wild, you eat what you eat, and that's what we need to really begin to look at. You need to eat living food. The boss is telling you this. A lot of what we are is minerally deficient. A lot of what we are, we're not alkaline. All of these things are the chemistry of the body that achieve the homeostasis. You see what I'm saying? So it's really important, and I think that if the mission is possible, I want you all to be as healthy as you can be. If the mission is possible, I want our children eating those leafy greens. You know, I don't know if you noticed, but a lot of the children that are being born genetically just don't like green food. They want the white food. Anybody want to talk about that? We'll talk about that, too. Where is this conditioning coming from that the kids, they only want to eat white food, white bread, white, they want to eat the potatoes, the french fries. If you try to get them to eat a mixed green salad, they may eat the lettuce, but they will pick out different things. What's a bell pepper? What is this? What, they don't like that. We don't like that. We don't like that, you see. That's the body. That's the organism. These are the things. It's gone so far. But if you put a Domino's pizza in front of them or you take them to McDonald's or any of those other places, oh, they can scarf down. They can scarf. They can eat. They got an appetite. So we know that something's going on, and we need to address it in terms of our eating habits. That's what Boss wants to say tonight. I'm so happy that you're listening to me, all three of you out there. I know there's three of you listening, so that... If there's three listening and I'm, that's four, and that's a foursome. We're just going to get through this hour. I know that perhaps maybe I'll be joined by somebody that wants to talk about some serious stuff as we go into the year 2008. They might want to relate. I've been telling you about the economic situation that we're heading into, and, of course, the Saudis have infused our government and our Federal Reserve with more money. They are buying up our loans and holding them. I think this is so we can have a Merry Christmas and a hellish New Year. And I'm coming straight from the source in terms of this, that the men who are in control, those of us who are conspiratorial theorists not by anything other than the fact that we've just seen too many things that just don't make any sense. For those of you out there that would like to know what a good video is in terms of 911 and all the truth, I want to let you know that there is a video out there, and there's a stoplying.ca, stoplying.ca. You can check that one out. There is the architects. I know a lot of people have been talking about 911, but this is getting good, folks, because what I knew from the very start, from the day before the buildings even fell down, that the CIA and the Defense Department and the prosecutor, the Justice Department, had everything to gain in bringing down those towers. What people don't understand about those towers is, although they look very beautiful and were the tallest, this and that and this and that, they were scheduled for demolition. Anyhow, you see. Now, I only want to let you know is that, yes, these people brought that building down. The plane was a diversion. All of these planes were diversions and were the actual, I believe, my theory is because planes are made of aluminum and the way in which they can when they hit the steel or they hit anything hard, they just kind of like smash into a million pieces, that the plane itself was the bomb that started the event that allowed them to create the demolition opportunity. So they brought down the two buildings. But when you look and you talk and you see Larry Silverstein, Building 7, he say, oh, it was such a loss of life. There was so much damage. I just told him to pull it. Now, what does it mean to pull a building? It's not like he waited for them to condemn it. No, he said pull it. It takes weeks, folks. You see what I'm saying? It's like they're just messing with our minds by just speaking the truth. They pulled Building 7. They pulled the two towers. They got rid of the evidence. When you look at the architects, stop lying. Everybody go there and download the blueprint for 911. When you play that and you watch it and you look at it from a scientific point of view, blueprint, oh, here it is. Blueprint for 911 Truth. This is where you need to go. You can go to the 911, for a lot of people out there, it escapes me right now what is the truth. Somebody can call up and correct me. But I do know that you can go to .ca, and you can meet the architects who have come together, or you can type into your search engine Architects for the Truth on 911, and you should bounce into this particular DVD and download it and watch it and watch it with your friends. By the time you finish watching it, you will be convinced that jet fuel could not have done all that damage. It could not have brought those buildings down. So if those buildings came down in a methodical manner, reason tells me that they were brought down by the people who would gain the most behind it. Now, this is important, folks, for you to look at this. They're wondering, are we going to wake up and come after them? Are they going to have to run or lead a country? Can we get our Congress, everybody, get these tapes, these DVDs, and get the truth in their hands and tell them we can't move on. Not with this one. We moved on with Roosevelt's assassination. We moved on with Kennedy's assassination. We've moved on with all the terrible things in the world, and we've been rationalizing it. But right now, we cannot use the defense mechanism of denial and the truth and being scared to stand together and tell these cowboys you got to go. I don't know what's going to happen to the country, but you're not going to be running it when it happens. We are going to have to pay the piper. All of us are going to have to pay the piper. And like I have reminded you so many times on this show and on the Inside Hour, we, the unwilling, who have been led by the unqualified, have been doing the unbelievable for so long with so little. We now attempt to do the impossible with nothing. Now, that's a big deal, folks. A big, big, big deal to do it with nothing. And that's about all we're going to have left after we pay the bills. And I think it's important that we as a nation not expend our resources to the point where we leave the future generation with nothing. Doesn't that make sense? Here we are talking about how much we love our children, and we have a president who's throwing us into the poorhouse. Doesn't it make any sense? Don't you believe, my listeners? Do you think that I'm out to lunch and telling you all of this? You want to call me up on the phone and tell me what you think about what I'm saying, or what you know to be true about what I'm saying, or whether or not what I'm saying is a whole lot of hooey and bunk? Then come on, call in. That's what talk show radio is all about. Well, I know I have listeners out there, and I know I have regular listeners, and I know I haven't really made anybody mad. I've been telling the truth, and the truth is a dangerous explosive, and that this story that we are watching is not a pretty one, and so why should I paint it anyway other than what it is? It is an ugly, 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 ugly picture, because it has to do with selfishness and greed, and it has to do with not being found out and stealing. You know, there's no money missing. It was stolen, and it's being used against us. Money has been leaving. The Vatican is broke. Are you think I'm not kidding? That's why we have a German pope. All I want to say to you is we've had a German pope, and we had a Polish pope. We had an Italian pope. And if you look at all these men, you will see them through the war cozying up to the Nazis, supplying them. I want you all to remember, Hitler was a vegetarian, a Catholic vegetarian. And I'm telling you, you look at it. World War II was fought by who? Who was the axis of evil then? It was Italy, it was Germany, and it was, what was the other one? Escapes me now with the third one. Well, I want to say America, because they was working with the Germans. And they only entered the war when they realized that the Germany wasn't going to win it. And we hate Russia more than we hate Germany. You see, this is all what David Starr Jordan, the first president of Stanford University, said we're not about. He said that our country, our people used to be about peace, that we have the genius for peace, and that we are not supposed to be rankling over old wars. We're not supposed to be nursing wounds and feeling sorry for ourselves. We are supposed to be the beacon of the world. We are supposed to tend to our own business. But what's happening here is that we have fallen into a fascist government. Mussolini, he is the man who coined the phrase fascist. He is the one who said it shouldn't be called fascism, it should be called corporatism. In other words, we have been taken over by the corporations. The corporations have taken over the state rather than the state controlling the corporations. This is why everything's going kapluki. This is why the Saudis are bailing out Citicorp. That's George Bush's father's bank. All I can say to you is, isn't it funny that, you know, if you wrote a bad loan or you led people down the trail, they probably lynch us. But when it's the government, when it's Citicorp, when it's them, you know, the ones with all the history and everything, they get bailed out in the billions by foreign countries. What does that make them? As far as I'm concerned, if you're accepting money from the Arabs, you are trading with the enemy. Especially if you're trading with Saudi Arabia, because they are the ones who are dedicated to keeping the Bushes in office and to keeping all of the other OPEC nations in place by using America. You see? That's why we have to invade Iran. I'm saying, folks, you know, this government, the Republican government that is in now, is the same government that was in when the Shah was happening. And I can't understand how the American government could cozy up to a man who murdered thousands and thousands and thousands of people who never lifted a finger. Aramco, oil companies, old Chevron, Shell, all of these, it did them good business to clear out those corridors. It did good business to scare these people into just accepting these foreign countries. draining them of their resources, the Shaw. You remember, I don't know how many of you are old enough that are listening, but I remember when the Shaw was trying to find a country to set down in, and he wasn't welcome anywhere. And where did he end up getting his operation? Right here in America. And where did he go after that? These are the things I want you to look into. You need to start looking into the history, because it's all the same people, Bush and Cheney and Rumsfeld and all the rest of these military leaders, Frank and all the rest of them, they are crazy to take out the Middle East so that they can then have that buffer so they can then go after the Soviet Union. Why? Because they probably don't even want to pay for that oil that they have reserved over there in the Baku region, where I think it was Chevron, or it could be Exxon, one of them. Finally, they didn't go look for oil. They went and they just bought up the Russian reserves. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I know there's going to be a crisis in the Turkish Strait, and I know that we are headed for a six-month protracted limited thermonuclear war, and I really don't know how it's going to turn out. I can only say that when it happens, don't be surprised. And if you are listening to my voice, whether it be through the archives or whether it be live, I am telling you the truth. I am telling you that these cowboys are so dirty. Ah, oh, that heavenly, heavenly beat. Who's on the line?
It's me. I just like the part that you said, let's tend to our own business.
Ain't it the truth?
That was a really good statement.
Had we done that, we wouldn't be in the deep kimchi we're in now. And I think that it's important that we begin to do that, you know. And so I'm glad that you like that. What's your name?
I'm just a caller.
You're just a caller? Can you tell me what region you're calling from? So I get an idea of my logistics here.
Excuse me?
What state of mind you're calling from? Like, what state in the union are you calling from? You know,
I'm having a hard time hearing you.
You are. Can you hear me now?
There, I can hear you now.
Oh, good. Then I'll press my lips up to the phone.
Well, you went from talking about organic foods,
yeah,
and what they do and don't buy, to I just want to know about what's going on with you today.
What's going on with me?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I had a great day. Dr. Lynn came back to the island a couple of days ago, and we have down in our steam vent right now Faye Hirano, who is our state representative, and she is down in our steam vent steaming right now, and we had a wonderful day with her. We're going to hook up with her and do a lot of things for the Hawaiian government and health, you know, because the Hawaiians, they have a real health crisis over here because of the way they eat. You know, they eat a lot of pork, they eat a lot of meat and sugar, and
right,
so a lot of them have what looks to me, I don't know if you've ever seen somebody with toxic shock syndrome.
I have.
Okay, and you know that layers of skin will peel off the body
exactly,
as it's trying to fight it, and this is what's happening to a lot of people on our island over here, you know, because it's so moist and because of their diet. So we was able to grab her and convince her that she needs to work with us on this and to convince more Hawaiians to begin to start looking at their health, or they're not going to be around to enjoy their sovereign kingdom, you know. So that's the kind of day I was having. It was a beautiful day here in Hawaii. Blue skies, wonderful breezes. It's just the kind of day that I deserve, and so did Dr. Lynn, and we were all around our property. You know, we have 27 acres over here in Hawaii, and we just had a listener who was listening to us and then happened to be in Hawaii and dropped by, and I just love that. I just love that, that when a caller comes to the place, we just open the doors up for her and welcome her. And I'm saying that to anybody that is listening, that is an avid listener of either Dr. Len's show or mine, to, if you ever make it to the Big Island, please do come to Pahoa and look us up.
Well, I was just wondering about the vitamins and the minerals, and then you jump to many different avenues on your show, and so I was having a little hard time following.
Well,
I was just wanting to know about what was going on with you.
I'm just doing my radio show. I have a parade. I'm emceeing the Pahoa Holiday Parade. I do jump around. That's the style. I have a discursive thought process, which means
right,
I tie myself to a center, okay?
Right.
and then I radiate out from there.
Okay.
I try to look at the news and what's coming up immediately within my world and how it shapes. And so my shows are shaped by that process. There are some times when I am prepared to speak on an event like Jonestown or the JFK assassination or anything that's happening, and if I have a guest, then I become very, very focused. But tonight, I'm just so happy that Dr. Len was coming. I'm just asking for people to call in, and you did. And I'm just kind of wrapping.
Well, why don't you tell me about what about that about today? More about it.
More about the leafy vegetables or the USDA? The stuff
about your visitor today.
Excuse me?
About the visitor.
Oh, our representative?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's a beautiful woman. She's a in our state representative, and she met Dr. Len, and Dr. Len was talking to her about the healing celebrations and the five aspects of healing, and she was just
great.
All for it. And
wow.
We gave her a lot of DVDs to watch because it's very rare that we're able to get that close to people who are in politics that really want to know what's going on and what's happening
healing
to their people.
Healing is awesome.
Huh?
Healing is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome.
What kind
so
of work
you
do you do?
DVDs?
Are you in the healing field?
Oh, I do all sorts of things. I do what's ever in my moment, you know, kind of like you, radiate out. But I try to stay focused in what God intends me to do, and I listen in my center, which is meditation, and then I focus out into the perspectives of healing, if that's what one needs, and then I actively act upon what my center being needs to be done, and I am an artist.
Hmm.
I am an author.
Mm.
I am a self. I try to self-actualize every moment I can, and I love listening to other people so that I can learn from them, and I can put it into my learning, and absorb it, and then I can give it back out.
That's the way it goes.
Yeah.
That's the way it goes.
But so they took your CDs, and they're going to distribute them out?
Oh, that and some very unique programs are going to get started, and she's going to start talking about Dr. Len's work at the state legislator level. And she's just a powerful woman who we elected here in our district, and she's just going to go the whole nine yards for us, because she can see that the information that she's getting is not the full information. And when she met Dr. Len, it just clicked. And so
that is awesome.
Yeah,
that's
we're pretty happy about
day.
That. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. How was your day?
My day was awesome.
Awesome.
It was just the most wonderful day. I saw people that I haven't seen in 20-something years. And I had all my best friends together, and my daughter's getting married, and we had a big show, a big party, and I got to see a lot of people. And it
Madam Sativa does card readings, and she said today was the Three of Diamonds, isn't that right? It was the Three of Diamonds, and it was a day for finding love and happiness, is that what it is? It's a hard card. So you had sound like you had a great day. If you were meeting with old friends and having parties and everything, you had it's on the right frequency.
Threes are great. Threes mean a lot of things. Three is a trinity. Three represents a pyramid. Three,
oh, Sativa's looking at a pyramid.
So many
isn't that
things.
Funny? Yeah.
Threes are a lot of things.
Yeah.
Threes is spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for sharing. I think that's important that we share with each other. And I'm glad that you asked me, because I like reaffirming the great days that I had. And I haven't really thought about it until you asked me how wonderful a day it really was.
Oh, thank you so much for being you.
Oh, thank you.
And thank you for allowing me to call in.
Oh, you do it any time, Sunday or
okay.
Tuesday.
Okay, you keep up the good work.
Thank
and
you.
And don't you dare stop.
Oh. Uh-huh.
I praise you. I hope that you have plenty, plenty indeed. I pray that the angels guard and God are you and that you are just blessed and the enemy stays far, far away from you and that you prosper and that many, many good things come about for you in this next month in the year 2008 and that you continue to have your work just prosper plenty indeed.
Oh, boy. Thank you for that thought. Thank you for that.
And much help and bless your family and your friends and everyone that comes into your path.
Thank you.
And
boy,
I'll
oh boy.
You
can
soon.
Can you tell me your name? I know you're just a caller, but I just would love to have your first name so I could say
my name is Kathy.
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 Okay, thank you.
Call anytime.
Okay,
take
bye-bye.
Care. All right. Well, see there, folks. I'm grounded again. I'm so happy that Kathy called, and I'm so happy that Kathy had a great day. Because like you heard, I had a great day, too. It was a momentous day. If there's anybody else out there that wants to show their appreciation for the day and want to call and tell me all about it, come on. See, this is the beautiful thing about Mission Possible. It's for you, too, this time. I mean, there may be something that you want to say to the world. I'm going to give you the chance to say it. That's what it's all about. That's what talk radio is all about. And my beautiful listeners, ah, I love you. Anyhow, we're coming into the, 7:39 here in the Big Island, and so that means we're kind of halfway through the show. My show is brought to you by, my beautiful friends who sponsor me every week, and, we've got, lots more to talk about here. We're going into December. It's the holiday season. It's a time when, we like to eat a lot of sugar and stuff, and I'm going to ask y'all to just abstain from that thought. Eat lots of different things that don't contain processed sugar in it. Stay away from the eggnog and the apple pie, pumpkin pie, and all of that. I don't know if you know, but in moderation. If you can't stay away from it, you know, if you like to eat a whole pie, eat half a pie. If you eat half a pie, eat a quarter of a pie. That's the way, and not overeat. I want to get back to talking about the irradiation and thermal high pressurization of leafy vegetables and trying to get rid of diseases. I tell you, folks, I really think the answer is growing your own food on any level or getting together with your neighbors and starting your own little community gardens, finding a little what do you call those things that you can put in the window, starting your own herb garden, start eating more leafy vegetables, and call up the USDA, send them an email. They have December 3rd is the deadline for input. I don't know how good it'll be because, you know, we gave them input about spraying viruses on the meat so that they can, I mean, I don't know if you all know this, but cold cuts and all of those things are being sprayed with, not viruses, excuse me, they're being sprayed with bacteria. Yeah, we eat viruses, and Subway and all of these places where the cold cuts sit out and is handled 100 times and then wrapped into little paper things and then heated in microwaves and all of that. That just ain't natural. And then when I look at how everybody is working, you got to remember that hygiene and health is a whole another aspect to the food service business that may need to be looked at. And so, you know, as people are trying to make it, making that money, they're going to work sick. I don't know if you've seen it before, but I was in the grocery store, and this girl had her eyes were all red, and her nose was running, and she was just waiting to get off, but she had the service. She's sneezing and doing all kinds of things. I'm like, can't stay home. I know you're sick, but you can't stay home. They need you. So employers will look the other way, and just one sick person sneezing on your food can make you sick. I'm not trying to make anybody paranoid, but when you look at how the whole thing is working, people, more desperate people are trying to gonna on it. I am hoping that you understand what I'm saying. I'm awful all over the place. Next week I'm going to be talking about a subject. I'm sure I'll have one. There's something going on, an event that shapes my life. I also saw a really good DVD this week, and anybody that wants to email me, just email me, and I'll try and get one out to you. It's called The Power of Community. And I'm really switching up now because we're talking about the oil crisis that happened in Cuba when the embargo came about. And about 2 weeks after the oil embargo happened, they started running in, they started running out of fuel. They started running out of food. They started running out of everything. The ships weren't coming, and Cuba had to deal with it. And so there is a beautiful DVD that shows how they survived their oil crisis and turned Cuba into a organic garden heaven. And I know a lot of people are wondering what's happening with Cuba. Our president is talking about how they want to get back in there, and I don't know. I don't know. When I look at this DVD that these people made, and all the food that's growing, and the people, the only people that I know want to go back to Cuba and take over Cuba are the anti-Castro Cubans, and they're all in Florida and other places. Or and I just want to let people know that maybe you want to see the other side of the story. So if you want to contact me at my email there, just press the Mission Possible, and it'll take you to, I think it takes you to my my website where I, like you'll see, I haven't worked on it a lot, but I'll pick it up, and it'll let me know that you posted. Give me your email, and I'll try and send you out this Power of Community, Cuba, the Oil Crisis, as I think that our neighbors so close to us really survived a very heinous thing by being cut off from the world, and they survived it. Now the world knows about Cuba. The only people that don't know about Cuba are the Americans, because we're not allowed to go to Cuba. French, the Germans, and everybody else can go to Cuba, but we can't go to Cuba, so we have to take what our government says. But I'm going to tell you, I don't think things are as bad in Cuba as they are here, economically and also spiritually, if you know what I mean. For those of you who may know, last week I was telling you what the gold prices are and everything, but right now there's it's $787.80 and $14.02 for silver. What does that mean? It means that we are in this place where we have to really look at our finances, look at where our money is, look at where you've put your money, and know that I've been talking to a lot of people who have been saving money all their lives, buying into CDs and things like that, and then find out that the banks are being closed and things aren't being honored, and they have to survive. And so I know that we're going to have to help a lot of people out here, subprime loans and all of that. So I think mercy and compassion. If I was to have here today for Sunday the Mission Pause, the mission is possible. With God, all things are possible. I think that we need to work on our mercy and compassion for our fellow neighbors and even for the government as they begin to realize that a lot of things that they were doing which were wrong are really wrong and they need to stop. And for all those federal employees that are working for all these agencies, I'm not indicting you. You know whether or not you're guilty of the things that you do. A lot of people are just working to work. But once you know, once you have a glimpse, and this is true because people are visiting Dr. Len and I here in Hawaii, and they're expressing their discontent with America and how it's going. And you know what George Washington said about that. He said, if your country offends you, leave it in quiet resignation. And that's a subject all in itself, the people who are planning to leave this country and go elsewhere. I met a man that said he was going on a 25-year vacation, him and his wife, and he was in his 60s. So we know that the possibilities of him coming back are slim and none. And he was giving me, he was a what is he, from Harvard professor. That was his profession. So, and we know that a lot of people are leaving. I had another friend go to Brazil. Everybody's going away. I'm not going to leave. I'm here in Hawaii. You can't get any further west than us. If you go any further, you're going east. So this is a good place to be. Jungles, the food, everything. It's just a great place. If you've never visited the Big Island, you need to come here. We've got 20 of the 22 ecosystems. It's an island of adventure. You know, you need to check it out at least once in your life. I know a lot of people go, they go to Hawaii, they go to Maui, they go to Kauai. Those are all really nice places. But the big island, coming to visit Madame Pele, seeing the volcano and the large mountains and Waimea with the cowboys and the Paniolas, and then going to Kona and seeing the swimming with the dolphins and all these kind of things. Every human being deserves this, and before your money's not worth anything, you need to get on the plane. Right now, no. Right now it's peak season. I don't think you can get a ticket here for less than $2,000 sometime. I think $1,500 is fairly expensive. But in the spring, in the summer, you can come here. It's really cheap. The tours are cheap, and you can come and visit us over here and check out the steam vents and everything, and we'd love to see all you listeners out there. So we're extending opportunity for you to come and check us out here at the Royal Bloodline of David here in Hawaii. And that's with Dr. Len and Reverend Roxy. And on Sundays, I'm the boss. You know, people say, well, why do you call yourself the boss? You know, well, you think about what bosses do. They kind of look after everything. They want their employees to be happy or the workers to be happy. I have that wish for all of you. And so I call myself the unofficial boss because there really is only one boss. You know, that's the big kahuna in the sky. But I like to call myself the unofficial boss of the universe. I have an old saying. It says, act as if and it will soon be a reality. And so I act as if I have that responsibility for the world, and perhaps one day it will be a reality. So that's why I call myself the boss. And I love y'all out there. I send you all the aloha in the world that I have in my body every Sunday. This is where I'm at and where I'm coming from. BBSRadio.com, you're listening to Mission Possible Radio Show. I'm the boss, RJ, or you can call me Reverend Roxy. Also, it's brought to you by my good friends, who support me in all my endeavors, and that is a wonderful thing to have friends. And I just love being on BBSRadio.com. I send my prayers, and I'm hoping that everybody will send the prayers out to Don Newsom, who's still away from us and is taking care of his mom, and I send out prayers to his mom that she can hang on and have a few more years of happiness with the wonderful Newsom boys there that started this radio station, the whole family. This is what it's all about. So send a little prayer out for Don's mom, and we'll thank you for that. Anybody that would like to help me stay on the air, I don't know how to do that except for you to contact me and ask me. Anybody that would like to be a guest on this show that has something that you want to talk about, or you can contact me. You can contact me at Raisin, R-A-I-S-I-N, underscore Kane, C-A-N-E, at Juno, J-U-N-O, .com. That's right. And you can talk or let me know what you can do. Mission Possible Show is going to be talking about a lot of things in the future that we have for December to try and help us understand what's getting ready to happen in this year, what we know to be an election year. And all of us who are older understand how everybody behaves in election year. It's where everybody puts their best foot forward. But it is important for us to do our homework and to look at the people that are running and make sure that they're worthy to run, and make sure that we make good decisions. I know a lot of people out there are jaded about the whole elective process, but I think this time we really need to get out there and make a difference and express ourselves in the issues and the things that are coming up today, especially when it comes to health, especially when it comes to our sovereign beings. And that's really important. Got antibodies, you know, edible vaccines, all of these things, genetic engineering, modifying, all of these types of things. These are all new words for the 21st century that we need to learn. And I know it could be a bugaboo, but we have to understand, especially since these are things we're putting in our body. Inoculations, vaccinations, Gardasil, Tamiflu. I mean, I don't know if anybody saw the whole thing about the Tamiflu. They're finding out that that causes psychotic reactions. I mean, I'm like, whoa, I can only tell you that what is really happening here with the pharmaceutical companies and why we're having so many people being hurt by these pharmaceutical companies is because they figured out, just go ahead and put it on the market. Send it out there. We'll deal with the suits later. They're not scared to be sued. The litigation process is so painful for most people that they don't even bother to get into it. And a lot of people don't even make the correlation between the drugs and preparations that they're taking and their ill health. Contradictions of opinions about that is going to go on forever. But you know your body, and if you're having a reaction, you need to deal with it. And that's why we need to have the support. That's where you can contact Dr. Lennon Horowitz, drlen.com, and find all about all of these different things that we need to know, especially young people who are just now having their first baby or need to deal with their parents in terms of their old age and where they're going. These are really incredible, incredible issues, and so therefore you have to have help. And Dr. Len has been dealing with this for over 17 years. He's one of the first people who was calling it out, and like he saw it, that our government was creating the AIDS epidemic and giving it to us and knowing that they were giving it to us. So it's really important that we listen to these fearless people that are coming out and telling us the truth about what's going on. All right, it is, and I have 7 minutes, and I want to share a little something with you that will tell you a little bit about what we're getting ready to talk about on the Inside Hour. You know, folks, Dr. Len is doing some incredible work here in Hawaii and all around the world. We have a new DVD, and we're hoping that you will contact us at www.inliesweetrust.com, and there you can contact us and get your very own copy of Dr. Len's video DVD, In Lies We Trust, which is him answering the CDC and the HSC and all the other C's in the health department about these year vaccinations and things that they want to put in our body and where it's going. And it is a very beautiful DVD, easy watching. He's done a great job editing it, and I think you deserve to see it. We're going to have a parade this weekend, our Pohoa Holiday Parade. He's going to be giving away 300 DVDs to get the word out, and we're hoping that when you receive your DVD that you will go to the trouble to copy it freely and disperse it to your families. It's our gift to you this holiday season as we go into 2008. We would like you to have the whole truth and nothing but the truth. And so because sometimes our government only says what is important for they think you to know, there's so much more you need to know. And Dr. Len covers it beautifully in this 2.5-hour DVD, which we now have on one DVD, so it makes it really easy. So you can listen to it. And like I said, we've been out there now for a long time, and we are not being refuted. There isn't anybody that is really talking and saying that Dr. Len's research or the things that we are saying are crazy. What they do and what the game is played here is they try to ignore us, and that's why we're giving this DVD away. Once you see this DVD, once you have this DVD in your collection, anybody sitting down will begin to understand how the CDC works, the Center for Disease Control works, how the health department works, how our government works, and why they're doing what they're doing, and why there is so much cancer in the world, and why childhood leukemia is on the rise. I mean, you know, like before 1950, very rarely did a child die of leukemia. Of cancer. After 1950, lots and lots and lots of people being, children being diagnosed, and now it's almost at, I would consider, epidemic proportions. So what has happened to us as a society, as an organism? We've been tampered with, and I think that all this is going to come back and bite us, and we have to deal with it. There's nothing more sadder than outliving your children. I truly believe this to be true, and it could be our curse. Our medical wonders will be our curse in the future, that we may have to watch our children die because they don't have the immunity that we have, that their immunities were destroyed by all of the tampering and chemicals. I mean, you know, vaccination in itself is one of the, vaccine making is probably one of the nastiest, dirtiest things that can happen. Even though they're all in those white suits and little masks and they got their gloves on, it's the stuff. It's the stuff that they're working with that's dirty. It's dead, live material. It's genetic material that they can't get rid of, and so they just leave it in the vaccine. They got fixatives and formaldehyde and all kinds of things, and that goes into your body. And if you understand homeopathy, then you can see where I'm going with this. That this isn't like they're hitting us over the head with a sledgehammer. This is so subtle. This is the, and we don't know who will react. So it's like playing a real strange game of American roulette, you see. We never know which dose. And some of these doses that they're using on us are old as Methuselah, and they're still able to use them. There is so much going on, folks. So the next time you roll up your sleeve and you just want to volunteer to get stuck with one of those needles or drinking these things, think about what it might be doing to your body. Think about what it could possibly do to the cells and to your liver and all the other places. And then ask yourself, could I just be a little more, eat better, stop drinking coffee and caffeine and allow your stomach to heal? You might want to clean your colon out. I mean, it's really hard to absorb nutrition when your colon is dirty. This is why we need to think. There are things that will lead us to wellness, but we got to work hard at it. We pretty ourselves up on the outside, but we don't do anything on the inside to help ourselves heal, to assimilate all the good nutrition and all the supplements that we may be putting into our body. So, this is my show. I love you all. It's 7:59. I'm getting ready to wind up. I'm really happy that my caller called in. I thank you, Kathy, for all that you said. I'm hoping that all of you will have a great, 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 great week as you go into this holiday season. And like I said, let this be one of abstination. Let this be one where you just say no to all the ridiculous fad foods and try to be aware of where everything that you're eating is coming from. And try to stay out of those boxes and cans and all of those other things and try to make yourself a home meal. And know that there's going to come a time when we may not be able to cook. So you might want to just start looking at some of these raw recipes as we go and start educating yourself about the beauty of marinating things and allowing them to break down if you have a hard time chewing. I do. I sometimes have a hard time chewing these raw meals. But you can marinate in the sauces and everything. So there is alternatives for you. That's why God is so beautiful. That's why Mission Possible is here. It's to let you know. You know all this stuff. We're just here to remind you. So with that, I'm going to say I love you. I'm going to have a great parade. I'm going to have video to prove it. I'm going to try to get it up on my site so you can see exactly what I'm talking about. But I know when I come next Sunday, I'm going to be really, really happy because the parade will be over and we'll be talking about how beautiful and wonderful our community is, and I want to share that with you. And remember, with God, all things are possible, and this is Mission Possible. I am the boss, RJ. I love you, and I'll see you next week. So, bye.